In the name of the Lord Jesus, we continue to study teachings in the book of Philippians.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来查考腓立比书里面给我们的教训。
Last time we talked about going to heaven is a struggle.
上一次我们有谈到要到天堂去的确是一个很非常大的挣扎。
Paul says we have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
保罗告诉我们，我们要恐惧战兢的来做好得救的功夫。
That means effort, energy, time must be devoted to this purpose.
换一句话就是说，我们要牺牲我们的时间我们的精力在这一方面。
But the Lord has promised us that we can do it by His power.
但是神告诉我们我们能借着他的能力我们是可以做到。
He has done his part. It is up to us now to play our own role.
他已经做了他的本分，现在是在于我们自己。
And we also mentioned in the future no one can complain to God why he or she is not in heaven.
我们也讲到说，将来我们没有一个人可以向神投诉说为什么我不能够进天国。
Because Jesus has promise of salvation, and it's up to us to do our part.
因为主耶稣已经应许我们这个天国的这个盼望，那现在是在乎我们。
But this journey is not walked single-handedly.
当然走天国的这个路上，我们不能够单独一个人行走。
That's why we have services, we have congregation, we have fellowship.
因此我们有聚会团契查经等等。
And even the Bible says your husband and your wife is the heir, you know, together walking to heaven.
圣经上说，就算是夫妻，也是要一起来走这个天国的道路。
So it tells us that we have to care for each other.
这里告诉我们，我们要彼此的来关怀。
And this can be done.
这个是我们是可以做到的。
So if you look at the Philippians chapter 2.
所以现在我们来看腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2,
腓立比书第二章。
In verse 12, we are told we need to take the initiative to work out salvation with fear and trembling.
这里十二节这里告诉我们，我们要主动的来，要恐惧战兢的来做成我们得救的功夫。
But in the course of doing this, obedience is essential.
在我们要做好这个得救的功夫，当然这个顺从或者服从是很重要的。因素，一个很重要的一个因素。
Because Paul said, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, this obedience is vital for salvation.
因此保罗这样说我说亲爱的，我知道你们都顺从，这个顺服是很重要的。
Obeyed what? Obey God's words.
顺服什么呢？就是顺服神的话语。
To love one another, to forgive one another, to accept one another, to mutually encourage one another.
我们又彼此的接受，彼此的饶恕，彼此的来共勉。
It's not easy.
这当然不是一件很简单的事情，但是我们是可以做到的。
So we have to be responsible for each other for salvation.
因此，我们每一个人对每一个人的这个得救的功夫方面，都是有我们的责任。
This is actually the message of Paul.
这个其实就是保罗这里给我们的信息。
So obedience is indispensable for salvation.
所以顺服是我们得救必须要有的条件或者说因素。
If you look at verse 13, this is God's will.
如果我们看十三节的话，这里告诉我们这就是神的旨意。
It is God who works in you both to will and to do His good, for His good pleasure.
十三节这里说，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，我又成就他的美意。
In other words, the work of salvation is willed by God and done by God in us.
所以换一句话就是说，我们的这个我们的做好得救的功夫，这是神要我们做的。
So recognizing this will is very important.
所以如果我们懂得神的这个旨意的话，这是非常的重要。
It is as well that we work together, we march together.
因为这是神的旨意，我们又彼此的来扶持行走这个天国的道路。
So these are the two very important verses. Paul tells us in verse 12 and verse 3 how we should do to gain salvation eventually.
所以这是二十三节是两节非常重要的经节，告诉我们将来要怎样才能够得着这个得救的功夫，做好得救的功夫。
Take the initiative. We work with fear and trembling. We need to be obedient, and then we must recognize that will is God's will.
就是说我们要采取主动的，我们要顺服的，我们要战尽恐惧，做成这个得救的功夫。
This is God's will.
这个就是神的旨意。
These are three very important elements in these two verses for salvation.
所以在这两节里面有三个很重要的因素是我们所要注意的。
And then Paul moves on to talk about a bit more about how we could manifest godliness.
然后保罗继续讲说我们如何才能够彰显出我们的这个虔诚。
This is from verse 14 to 16.
就是在14到16节。
From verses 14 to 16, the main message, the key or the theme of the verses actually is be lights in the world. Be lights in the world.
14到16节的主题可以这样讲，就是讲说要我们在这个成为这个世上的光。
Verse 14 to verse 16, part A, you can see the very important message.We must be the lights of the world.
从14节到16节我们这里可以看得很清楚，这里告诉我们要成为这个世上的光。
How do we become lights of the world to manifest godliness?
我们如何能够成为这个世上的光来彰显这个敬虔的心呢？
First of all, in verse 14, Paul says, do all things without murmuring and disputing.
然后在十四节保罗这里告诉我们，我们凡事都不要发怨言起争论。
Murmuring or grumbling had been a very devastating stumbling block to the people of Israel receiving God's grace and mercy.
发怨言其实在对以色列人来说这是一个他们一个非常大的一个阻碍和一个障碍因为他们都不断的向神发怨言
stopping them receiving God's grace
这样的话因此他们就不能够从神那里得到神的恩典
no mercy from God eventually
到最后他们神也没有施怜悯给他们
only the remnants were left with some mercy you know with God's grace and mercy eventually
唯有剩余的人他们最后才得到神的恩典。
Memory caused Israelites to be rejected by God.
发怨言也使到以色列人被神弃绝。
Sometimes we do the same when we are not spiritually cultivated.
有时候当我们灵修还不是那么达到那么高层的时候，我们也是会向神发怨言。
We can complain too much.
我们有时候有太多的议论。
Complain 啊，
埋怨。
You know, we complain within the family.
或者说在一个家庭里面，我们也埋怨。
We complain about you know wife or husband.
或者我们埋怨我们的太太或者我们的丈夫。
Complain, you know, about our parents.
或者我们埋怨我们的父母。或者我们的儿女
At the same time, we are not better than others.
但是
同时 And yet we still complain.
但是同时我们自己其实也必也必不也必也不比他人好
We murmur,
但是我们还是埋怨
To murmur.
但是我们还是这样一直的发怨言
This actually has caused a lot of spiritual unrest in the believers' lives.
因此这个就造成了这个在一个信徒的灵性上的一个很大的一个刀针。
How wonderful if when we meet together, we see, we hear words of comfort, words of praise.
但是当我们喜欢听的就是说，当
How wonderful it is when we meet, huh?
当我们 彼此啊相见的时候，那是多么的美好。当我们听到鼓励的话语，或者说赞美的话语。
But when you hear words of, you know, complaints, murmuring, and also a lot of unspiritual words, you feel very sad in your heart.
但是相反的，当你听到很多埋怨的话语，或者说啊争吵发怨言的时候，你就啊觉得很难过。
This is a situation throughout the whole world, in society, in the families, and possibly in the church.
啊，这种的情况其实在整个世界来讲，在这个社会，甚至在教会里头，
if we are not different from the Gentiles, how can we be light of the world?
如果我们跟外邦人没有分别的话，那我们如何能够成为这个世上的光？
When we meet, we don't greet each other, but we run down one another. How would that please God?
啊，当我们啊相见的时候，我们没有彼此的问候，反而彼此的恭敬，这样的话怎么能够得到神的喜悦呢？
This happens in the world, in the society.
啊，但是这些事情是在这个世界，在这个社会上所发生的。
Even in so-called highly educated environment, you still find the same thing.
啊，就算在这个
Without Jesus.
啊，在没有神的带领之下，就算在上流的社会里面，也是有同样的争论。
You know, highly educated people, they call themselves a pioneer of knowledge.
啊，或者说那些啊，我们所谓的知识分子啊，这个知识的先锋啊，他在他们的这个社会里头也是同样的。
This is quite true.
这是真的。
But in the church, this must not be so.
但是在教会里头，我们就不可以允许这类似的事情发生。
Murmuring should be reduced to almost, well, eventually nothing.
有少少的怨言，我们就要慢慢的把它改成为一点怨言都没有。
You might think, what murmuring has got to do with salvation?
或者我们会在想说，这个发怨言跟得救有什么关系呢？
Of course, if we murmur too much, or we constantly murmur, we are not happy with our own brothers and sisters, then you can see, eventually, such a person, will definitely fall.
如果我们一个人埋怨的太多对弟兄姐妹埋怨很不服埋怨的太多的话，那最后这个人也会跌倒。
And this murmuring would obviously lead to disputing.
常发怨言当然会起争论。
You murmur, you're not satisfied, and eventually you would dispute, you would quarrel.
你发怨言因为你不满足，到最后你就开始争吵。
And how can we be lights of the world?
那如果是这样的话，我们又如何能够成为这个世上的光呢？
True seekers who are not even enlightened by the words of God yet, if they come in contact with the believers who have been enlightened, and they find them murmuring, disputing, how can we be lights of the world?
尤其是我们当中如果有这个外邦人在场的时候或者说这个慕道者那他们还没有被神的光照，那我们这些已经被神光照的人，如果我们还是这样埋怨争吵在他们面前，那这样又如何能够造就他们呢？
So do all things without murmuring and disputing to manifest godlinessis essential.
因此我们如果要给人家看起来我们是敬虔的话，那我们必须不要发怨言，不要起争论。
This verse tells us our words must be seasoned properly.
就告诉我们，我们讲话的时候要很得体。
Really, it's very important. Otherwise, it's not very nice. To God, it's not pleasing.To people, it would be introducing disharmony.
要不然的话，我们所讲的每一句话，不单只是不能够讨到神的喜悦，那甚至对我们彼此同龄之间也不会有好的，也不会造就。 对方。
But murmuring is not just before people, especially murmuring can turn out to be backbiting.
发怨言如果如果严重的话，也可能会成为
talk bad about others behind their back.
就是说我们可能会讲人家的是非议论。
This is also a very serious sin.
这其实也是一个非常严重的罪。
And this must not be so in the true church.
那么在教会里面，类似的事情，我们是不应该让它发生。
Not easy. Do all things without murmuring.
当然这不是一件很简单的事情，因为我们要做一切的事情都不犯怨，这不是一件很简单的事情。
All things without murmuring, without disputing.
我们要做所有的事情都不要有怨言，这不是一件很简单的事情。
The church is growing in London.
伦敦教会一直在发展。
But be careful.
但是我们同时也要注意。
But at the same time, we should not be alarmed to see some problems.
我们同时如果碰到一些教会里面有一些问题的时候，我们也不要太惊讶。
Because evil works very hard to go against God's work.
因为魔鬼同时也尽他的所能来抵挡神的工作。
Unconsciously, unknowingly, one or two of us may be used by the devil. Possible.
有时候可能在我们自己不知不觉当中，我们被魔鬼利用了。
We don't want that to happen.
但是我们不想有这样的事情发生。
Prevention is better than cure.
因为预防是胜于治疗。
So Paul says, "Be light of the world."
因此保罗这样告诉我们，我们要成为这个世上的光。
Verse 15.
十五节这样说。
Even further, a higher level of being light in the world.
保罗更深一层的说我们又好像明光照耀。
Chapter 2, verse 15, that you may become blameless and harmless.Children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine the lights in the world.
十五节他这样说，使你们无可指摘，成事无为，在这弯曲破渺的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。
To be blameless, to be harmless is the goal as a genuine Christian.
如果我们能够无可指责，成事无为，我们就配做神的儿女。
I think when Paul say blameless, that means without blemish. But harmless, that means not doing harm to anybody in the church, in the society.
那这保罗说无可指责，就是说我们不得罪他人，但是谈到成事无为的时候，这应该是谈论到我们在社会里面处事为人。
Harmless, that means we are not damaging people.
就是说我们没有
不伤害人。Just like what we said during the spiritual convocation, bear all things.
就好像我们在灵恩会的时候，我们讲到说，我们又彼此的来接纳。
Things are. In other words, we must use our best with God's power to even help and protect those who are ridiculed, who are harmed by others.
就是说我们要尽我们的所能当我们看到他人被人家诽谤的时候，我们要尽我们的所能来帮助这个同龄。
We must be harmless.
我们要成为这个，就是说不伤害人的这个人。
My presence in the church is harmless to others.
我在教会里头不会伤害到其他人。
Or even my presence in the society, in the world, people that I come in contact with.I must be harmless to them.
就算我们在社会里头我们跟这些外边的人接触，我们也不要伤害这些人。
Without fault, pause it. Without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation.
保罗说，在这弯曲破渺的世代，
so that we can shine as lights in this world.
好像明光照耀。
I think that is the way to manifest godliness, the light of the world.
我相信这个就是我们能够显出我们是敬虔的一个例子，就是成为这个世上的光。
To truly be light in the world, we need to hold fast the word of God, the word of life.
当然
，verse 16呢？
当然，我们如果要在这个世上成为这个光的话，另外一方面，我们还要持守着神的话语。
Holding fast to the word of life, this is a very great assurance for salvation.
如果我们能够持守神的话语，这可以对我们来说是我们的救恩，将来的救恩是十拿九稳。
Many people want to hold fast to the word of life for salvation.
很多人都希望能做到这一点。
But when temptations come along, they would be blinded. They would be defeated sometimes.
但是当试探来的时候，他们很多时候就在被瞎了眼睛，
and they'll be defeated.
然后就被打败。
So this holding fast is not just knowing God's word; it's actually to put God's words into practice.
所以，当我们谈到持守神的话语的时候，不单只是说单单知道神的话语，还要以行动行出来。
It is very easy to proclaim, hold fast the words of God, keep the words of God, when we are not tempted.
当我们很容易的就可以跟人家说我们应该要持守神的话语尤其是当我们没有被试探的时候。
But when temptations come along, this holding fast the word of God, manifesting to be light in the world, could be a big challenge.
但是当试探来临的时候，这个说我们又在这个世上成为这个明光照耀，这个很可能我们会不小心的话就会被跌倒。
But don't just think of temptations as committing sexual immorality or different kind of sins. So not just that.
当我们讲到这个试探的时候，我们不单只是谈到性这一方面，
淫乱
这一方面。
Being angered is actually the result of being tempted and of failure.
如果我们有时候发脾气的话，也可能就是一种的试探。
Being angered, 被激怒。
被激怒。也可能这个、就是。
If we cannot be angered, that would be wonderful, isn't it?
如果我们一个人不会被人家激怒的话，那是多么的好。
Not easy, oh.
这不是一个很简单的事情。
Very, very cultivated, where the person, can also get angry.
就算一个灵性非常高的人，他也可能会有发怒的一天。
In other words, no, if nobody angers us, then hold fast to the word of God. It's good, wonderful, isn't it?
如果没有人会激怒我们的话，那这个世界多么的美好。
But we must be.Exposed to temptations, we cannot avoid it. We cannot avoid temptations, environment, adverse situations.
我们不能够避免这个试探
rough situations,
或者说
adverse situations,
或者说苦难的临到
We cannot avoid.
我们不能够避免
Because Jesus says, in this world we have difficulties, problems, full of.
主耶稣说在这个世上我们都有苦难。
In the Lord, then it's different. You have joy, you have peace.
但是在主里我们就有这个平安喜乐。
So be light in the world demands a very high degree of spiritual cultivation.
所以如果我们要成为这个世上的光，是需要我们在这灵修方面又更提高一层。
Holding fast the word of God definitely means holding the word of God unto salvation.
持守神的话语，当然就是要我们持守神的话语一直到将来我们得到永生。
Through the gospel, we are given salvation. Holding fast to the words of life.
这个福音如果我们能够持守神的话语，
2 Timothy, Paul says this, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10.
在提摩太后书
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10。
第一章第十节，保罗这样说，提摩太后书第二章，提摩太后书第一章第十节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10。
提摩太后书第一章第十节。
Jesus Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So when we talk about holding fast to the word of God, we are holding fast the gospel that we have received in the true church in the end time.
所以在这里他说他已经把死废去，这就福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。主耶稣已经做到这一点。
This gospel.Is the gospel of salvation, but it also entails spiritual cultivation elements.
这个福音是讲到永生，但是同时也讲到灵修方面。
In other words, we must have faith to accept this truth, this gospel, and then we have to demonstrate our acceptance of the truth, and also to manifest godliness as light in the world.
换一句话就是说我们要
Otherwise the gospel would be useless to us.
要不然的话这个福音对我们来说就没有什么好处。
Really, some people have been baptized, eventually they are not lights of the world.
有一些人他们受洗了，但是他们并没有成为这个世上的光。
Unfortunately, they can be stumbling blocks to the progress of the church.
而且有时候他们甚至成为这个教会圣工发展的一个阻碍。
We cannot all the time talk positive things, but negative things we have to be aware of.
我们不能够每一次谈到事情的时候，就是谈一些比较积极的事情，同时我们也会碰到一些比较消极的方面。
I want to talk about this so that we will be careful not to let down others and also not to eventually blaspheme this gospel or blaspheming this gospel.
我们要小心当我们听到消极的事情的时候为了不要亵渎这个福音。
Holding fast the word of God means, therefore, to also hold forth the word of God.
我们要持守神的话语，就是说我们要好好的、牢牢的把神的话记住。
表明啊 ，hold forth.
表明。
Not just hold fast, but to hold forth.
不单只是要
持守，
也要表明。
We hold forth with our actions, with our life.
我们表明用我们的行动来证明。
Then you can see this is the true meaning of holding fast the word of holding fast the word of life.
这个是真正的要持守神话语的这个意义，真正的意义。
Word of life must be manifested in life.
换一句话就是说，生命之道一定要在我们的生活当中表现出来。
Not easy.
这不是一件简单的事情。
But it can be done.
但是我们是可以做到的。
So these are the very important three very important points to be light in the world.
所以以上我们所提到的这三个因素，是我们要在这个世上做这个光的一个很重要的三个因素。
After we can be light.To in the world, Paul says, then we can work for the Lord further.
然后保罗说，当我们成为这个世上的光之后，我们才能够继续来为神工作。
Further.
更进一步为神工作。
This can be seen from his verses from the end of chapter 2, verse 16.Part B, to verse 18, we can see clearly.
这个我们可以从腓立比书第二章十六节的后半段一直到十八节这里看得出来。
Two and a half verses, we can see the attitude of Paul in working for the believer's salvation.
从这十六节到十八节，我们可以看到保罗的心态 为神工作的心态。
First of all, he rejoiced in working. He rejoiced in working.
首先他在为神工作方面来得到喜乐。
喜乐做神的工。So that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. So he actually talks about rejoicing in God's work. In God's work.
这里他说好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳，这表示他是以喜乐的心情来为神工作。
So in verse 17 last part he also said I am glad and rejoice with you all. So this rejoicing is important in serving God.
然后在十七节的下半段他也这样说，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。所以这里保罗再次提到他为神工作的那一种。
So the first attitude in serving God, doing God's work, is to be able to rejoice.
所以这个是我们为神工作的一个很大的一个因素。我们又记得，就是说我们又喜乐来为神工作。
Look at First Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Verses 19 and 20.
十九到二十节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十九到二十节。
For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? It is not even you in the presence. Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? For you are our glory and joy. Really, Paul has taken or he took working for God, salvation of people of God as joy. His joy is very important.
所以保罗这里再一次的告诉我们，他为神工作和看到人家得到救恩。他以这些事为喜乐。
When you see brothers and sisters are going to heaven, how do you feel?
当你看到弟兄姐妹到天国去的时候，你的感受如何？
You're sure they are going to heaven.
因为你很清楚他们现在又到天国去。
You feel very joyful.
你一定感到非常的喜乐。
Especially the workers of God.
尤其是神的仆人。
On the other hand, you know, if you see some people are.Going downward, you know, in faith, and you know eventually if they don't change, they will not go to heaven. How do you feel?
相反的，当你看到有一些人，在属灵方面不是这么好，而且又走下坡，那在这个时候你看到这样的情形，你的感受又如何呢？
He wants us to rejoice in serving God.
保罗他要我们在服侍神方面来喜乐。
All the workers must rejoice in working for Jesus.
每一个神的仆人为神工作，我们都要喜乐。
If we do not find joy in serving God,
如果我们在服侍神方面找不到这个喜乐
，this kind of service cannot last for long.
那么这一种的服侍就不会持久。
Can last possibly, but with very difficult, you know, situations. Would be painful. It would be very painful to serve.
可能一个星期过了一个星期之后，我们就发觉非常的痛苦没有力气再做下去。
Paul says,
但是保罗这样说
，You are our hope, our joy, and our crown.
你是我们的盼望你是我们的信心
We just read that verse, isn't it? In verse Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20.
这里说他说你是我们的盼望和喜乐，还有这个冠冕。
It's very interesting. Paul said, "You are our crowns."
保罗说你是我的冠，你们是我的冠冕。
Very interesting, isn't it?
这是非常有趣的，是不是
？Paul has taken the members of salvation as his crown.
保罗把这个信徒的这种救恩来当作是他自己的这个冠冕。
Jesus says he is going to give us. The Lord says he is going to give us crown.
主耶稣说他将来又给我们这个冠冕。
Crown of life, crown of glory, crown which is imperishable.
这个生命的冠冕，荣耀的冠冕，这个冠冕是 永不朽坏。
But the Bible tells us, Song of Songs, in other words, tells us that we are also the crowns of Jesus.
在雅各书里面，圣经也告诉我们，我们就是神的冠冕。
But here Paul says, you are my crown.
但是这里圣经告诉保罗说，我们就是他的冠冕。
This is very important too.
这个是非常重要的。
That means rewards.
就是说
奖赏。
这个是谈到奖赏。
Crown is a reward.
因为得到这个冠冕，就是说我们得到我们的奖赏。
God will remember. God will remember our work.
换一句话就是说，神会纪念我们的工作。
Paul rejoices. Oh, he rejoiced so much in serving God.
保罗在服侍神方面的确得到了很多的满足喜乐。
I think once we lose this kind of mind and heart, or this kind of mindset, then I tell you, it's difficult to work for God.
当我们失去这种为神工作的这种喜乐的时候，我们就很难继续做神的工作。
It's not easy to continue.
这不容易再继续做下去。
So we have to examine ourselves. Do we rejoice as we serve Him?
因此，我们要自我审查，我们在服侍神方面是否也好像保罗这样有喜乐。
What is the force which actually motivates me, propels me to move forward?
我们又质问，到底是什么推动力使到我今天能够为神来工作
？Is it joy or is it responsibility?
是不是喜乐呢？还是一个负担，或者说我们的责任
？If it is only responsibility alone, this is not going to go very far.
如果我们认为说这只不过是我们的责任，也可能我们为神工作不会长久。
Because when that responsibility is taken away, and then such a person would dwindle in serving the Lord.
因为当这个责任被拿走的时候，这个人可能就慢慢的。跌倒。
Because if we solely serve, we only serve with responsibility, this is not spiritual enough.
因为如果我们为神工作只不过说是责任上的一件事，那这个还不够属灵。
But if we are propelled by this joy out of the power of love, you can see this is very different.
但是我们如果为神工作是因为我们被爱的激励成为这个原动力的话，那就不同
了。Love God, then I rejoice in His work.
我们先爱神然后我们才为主工作，喜乐的为主工作。
Really, that tells us all. Actually, Paul is telling us to examine ourselves.
其实保罗在这里告诉我们，要我们自我审查。
What factors sustain us?To serve him.
到底是什么因素让我们有这种能力或者说推动力继续的为神工作？
To Paul, it's joy. Of course, it's love of God.
对保罗来说就是这个喜乐，当然也是神的爱，同时也激励。
Joy comes from Jesus.
因为喜乐是从神而来。
If you look at his attitude further, you can see he was willing to run into labor.
如果我们看保罗的这个服侍神的精神和他的心态，我们知道他是愿意为神劳碌。
The joy in him serving the Lord enabled him to run and to labor.
他为神工作的这种喜乐，成为了一股的推动力，使到他能够为主耶稣来劳碌。
Run and labor, 力跑，劳力It says, you have to run. Oh, that's not easy.
这里说又出力也要跑这也不是很简单的一件事情。
Two actions, two verbs.
可以说是两个不同的
One is run, another one is labor.
第一就是说他不是要跑，然后第二又劳碌。
This is only possible because of love, because of joy.
他这样做的唯一原因就是因为他感受到神的爱。
Running would denote what? Stamina, vigor, you know, so vehemence or power, continuing pressing on.
跑的时候我们也有这种精力又充沛，又很强壮，才能够跑。
South London just started, no?
在南伦敦刚开始。
We can run, run, but that running can stop.
我们可以一直向前跑，但是这个跑有一天可能会停顿下来。
If there's no joy, there's no love, that running can come to a halt.
如果没有爱，没有这种喜乐的话，这种的跑可能有一天会停顿下来。
But Paul was not halted by this at all, by this, by environment.
但是保罗不受这些他周围的这些因素的影响。
He rejoiced, and that rejoicing generated running.
他相反的，他感到喜乐，这个喜乐带给他这个推动力来跑。
Going to Africa in this year, many people go to Africa.
今年很多人会到非洲去。
In May, three of us will be going to Africa.
我们有三个人将会到非洲去。
In more than that, actually five or six people are going to Africa. In May or June.
在五月或者六月份，可能有六个人将会到非洲去。
And then in September, December, another batch or two batches of people will be going there.
然后在九月可能又会九月到十二月这段时间，可能又会有两组人将会到那里去工作。
Maybe many people will be going, and many of them will be volunteers.
所以全部总数来说，很多人将会到那里去工作，而且很多都是自愿的去。
This is a kind of running.
这其实说起来就是一种的跑。
But the question is, what motivates me to run in Africa? Very important.
但问题是说，到底是什么推动力使到我又跑到非洲去呢？
Is it because of curiosity?
是不是为了惊喜呢？
好奇。Is it because I want to tell others I've been to Africa?
或者我们要告诉他人说，哦，我曾经到过非洲。
So it depends on what factors motivate us. This would be very important.
所以在乎到底是什么因素能够推动我们。
I'm just taking this as an example.
这个是很重要。
It's the same. Building up another church in South London is the same.
我所讲的就好像我们现在说又在伦敦的南部建立另外一个教会，这也是一样的。
This running must be propelled by joy.
我们这种的跑一定要以这个喜乐来作为我们的推动力。
This running will never stop. Will not stop.
这种的跑才不会停止。
And Paul not only ran but also labored.
保罗不单只是跑，而且还劳碌。
Laboring means.Perseverance, non-stop.
劳碌就是说
耐力，
耐力，不同的进
程。You can run, but you must persevere.
我们可以跑，但是同时我们也有耐力。
So laboring means persevering.
因此，劳碌也可以说就是。
It also means making determination.
有这种的耐力。
Making determination, no.
下定决心
to do God's work, properly,
为神工作
ongoing,
为神工作不断的继续的。
This kind of mentality, this kind of attitude cannot stop a person working for God.
这种的心态就不会使到一个人不为神工作。
So he rejoiced, he ran, and then he labored.
因此他跑，他喜乐。他为神劳碌。
Not only this, if you look at verse 17, you can see Paul is willing to suffer for the believers.
不单只是这样，如果我们看十七节的话，保罗这里甚至为信徒们来劳碌。
Yes, if I am being put out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all, willing to suffer. willing to suffer.
啊，这里保罗给我们看得出他是愿意为我们受苦。
Sometimes we need to suffer for the Lord Jesus.
有时候我们是必须要为神来受苦。
But don't worry, God will deliver us from all these sufferings.
啊，但是我们不要啊太过牵挂，因为我们知道神最终还是会救我们脱离这一切。
But that heart, that mentality to suffer is essential to serve God, to work for God.
但是当我们为神工作的时候，我们要牺牲，为主牺牲的这种心态是必须有的。
Preaching in London as preaching in India or in other countries, not the same.
啊，比如说在伦敦传福音跟在菲律宾或者印度传福音是不同的。
Sometimes we need to be able to face with all kinds of situations.
啊，有时候我们也要啊面临很多不同的啊问题或者说情况。
So you can see Paul not only ran, but labored, but also willing to suffer.
所以保罗不单只是跑，他也愿意为主劳碌，同时也愿意牺牲。
What he meant in these verses, I'm even willing to die for you.
在这一节里头，他告诉我们，就是说他愿意为我们牺牲。
For the believers there, for the believers in Philippi.
啊，就是说为这个腓立比的这个信徒。
How many of us serving God, willing to die for the members?
我们今天服侍主的神的仆人，我们有多少个人愿意为我们的信徒死呢？
Hard to find many, I think.
我相信要找很多这样的人是很难。
Unconsciously or sometimes consciously, we crave for this post and that post.
但是有时候我们在无意当中，我们反而想
consciously or unconsciously,
或者说我们有时候是明知故犯的又来在教会里面争这些所谓的权位。
But say, die for the members? No, impossible.
所以当人家跟我们说我们要为信徒来牺牲的时候，我们就说不是我。
But Paul was different.
但是保罗就不同。
No wonder God was with him constantly.
他希望神与他同在。
I'm being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and the service of your faith.
他以你们的信心为贡献的祭物。
When we think about this mentality of Paul, we feel that we are still so far away from, you know, the requirement of the Lord in serving him.
所以当我们看到保罗这种服侍神的心态，我们如果跟他相比，我们就会觉得我们跟他实在是相差得太远。
God sees our hearts.
神看我们的内心。
Remember that.
我们要记得。
Then we can serve him better.
那这样的话，我们才能够更美好的来服侍他。
And then Paul in verse 18, of course, wanted the believers to rejoice with him.
然后在十八节，保罗也希望信徒们也能够好像他这样喜乐。
So in these few verses, Paul rejoiced in working.
所以从这几个章节告诉我们，保罗为神工作非常的喜乐。
Secondly, he was willing to run and labor.
那在第二方面，他愿意来跑来劳碌。
Thirdly, he was willing to sacrifice for the members, even to die for them.
然后第三方面，他愿意为信徒们牺牲他自己。
Fourthly, he desired the believers to rejoice with him together.
然后在第四方面，他希望所有的信徒们都像他这样的喜乐。
If we can do this,
我们也可以做到。
I think we're going to have not just South London Church.
我们不单只是在南伦敦又有教会。
And God's will be done.
神的旨意一定会
Many more church buildings, churches will be established.
将会有更加多的教会会被成立。
This is God's wish.
因为这个是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
就是神的旨意。
This is our hope.
也就是我们的盼望。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
381首
唱诗381首。
Hallelujah.